Hi, everybody. This is The Simpsons Show. I am Robbie with my co-host, Matt, and we are here to talk about The Simpsons from the beginning. Matt, how are you?
I am fantastic and hankering to play some hockey after watching this.
You're hankering for hockey? You're hockeying for hankering?
Hankering for hockey, not hockeying for hanker. That's a little weird.
The Solar Bears are in Orlando. Where do they play hockey?
Indeed they are. I've worked a few of their games.
Is it at Amway?
Pretty good. It is.
Okay. They play hockey there. Okay. It doesn't seem like a place there'd be hockey.
It makes it very nice and cool on the inside.
I bet it does. Hey guys, we are brought to you by our supporters on Patreon, patreon.com/TheSimpsonsShow. For only $2 a month, you can gain access to all of our bonus content. We just passed a $200 threshold. We're in the process of recording a 10-track commentary pack. Rhymes of our top 10 best episode ever episodes. We're hoping to get those done and within a couple weeks, and then that'll be up there on the Patreon for all subscribers. Can the closest you're gonna get to watching an episode with us, for good or ill, whatever that means. We have a couple people to thank, Matt. People who put us over the edge. We have Rachel M. Thank you very much, Rachel.
Rachel, you rock.
And Alexis Jasmine. Thank you very much, Alexis.
Thank you, Alexis.
We appreciate your support and all the other Patreon supporters. We remain ad-free because of that. Please check it out. We, of course, thank you. Also, you can go on iTunes, subscribe there, give us a 5-star review. Really helps us out, gets us more listeners. We obviously appreciate that. This week's episode, Lisa on Ice, episode 2F05, originally aired November 13th, 1994. I guess it's a cold sport, cold time of year. It was written by Mike Scully, directed by Bob Anderson. Finished 34th in ratings with a Nielsen rating of 11.6, second highest rated show on Fox that week. I don't know what it was first, but it was second.
Whatever it was, it must have been really pressing, probably an episode of Cops.
Cops is the thing. Is that you only reference Cops because they talk about Cops in this episode, Matt, or you just like Cops?
Oh, no, I just thought it was a very popular show at the time. I remember my dad would watch it when there was nothing else on.
I don't think Cops was that popular.
It wasn't a ratings juggernaut, is that what you're trying to say?
I think it had a very consistent, it probably has a consistent presence. Because, people, like you said, when nothing else is on, people just would watch that. I remember watching it. I don't think it probably was like Martin or Beverly Hills 90210 or Married with Children, I would assume would be, or even the X-Files. X-Files now exists at this time, so it is possibly number one. The chalkboard gag. I will not dissect things unless instructed. Good. That's a good thing to do.
That's slightly terrifying.
I don't even, that's even maybe too much sometimes. The couch gag. Simpsons sit on the couch and get sprung to the ceiling with only their legs and feet showing. You know, it's fine. Cartoony. The episode begins with action news. Violence. And
super violent news.
Kent Brockman.
Kent Brockman falling in or jumping in or whatever.
Yeah, he jumps into the shot, which is, appreciated, I guess. It livens up the news report. But they talk about President Reagan. President Clinton died. His hair or whatever. I don't remember. Former President Reagan. They use the Reagan in here, don't they? It's former President Reagan dyed his hair and all that. They talk about a snowstorm where the death count is zero.
The killer storm and damn you, snow.
Oh, yeah, damn you. How dare they? It doesn't kill anybody. The kids are happy because they are expecting a snow day. Bart especially, of course. I think Lisa is generally happy to go to school. Bart is not. And he is awakened by the next morning by a snowball thrown at him from Lisa.
You're gonna eat a blizzard of unseasonable warmth?
I made the snowball from the frost in our freezer.
Nice PJ Simpson. Did your mommy buy him for you?
Of course she did. Who else would have?
All right, Simpson, you win this round.
I feel like that's something that's a comeback that every kid should realize they can make. Yeah, who else would?
Well, yes, I am 10 years old. Who else is buying me clothes?
Yeah, right. It's even when you're a teenager, unless you have a job, your parents are still buying your clothes for you.
Yeah, it's you don't need, there's no shame. It's fine. It's okay to have wear clothes your parents buy you. I still do it. Bart is sad. He's downtrodden because he didn't do his book report. It was due the next day because he thought they would have a snow day.
In fact, he threw the book into the fire.
Well, you know, you don't need it anymore, right, Matt? That's how it works.
Yeah, if it's not due on the next day, no reason to worry about it.
Yeah, you just get the digital copy, right?
Sure. The digital copy in 1994. Yeah.
Digital. Uh-huh. They had digital books, right?
They had ASCII characters downloading a few at a time over your 288 modem.
And Apple Newtons?
Indeed. At the Apple Newtons, yep.
Yeah. Which we see that when Bart is saved by the, not the bell, by the, I guess, the Skinner announcement, so to speak.
All students, please proceed immediately to an assembly in the Butthead Memorial Auditorium. Damn it, I wish we hadn't let the students name that one. Children, the times, they are becoming quite different. Test scores are at an all-time low, so I've come up with these academic alerts. You will receive one as soon as your grades start to slip in any subject. This way, your parents won't have to wait until report card time to punish you.
How innovative. I like it.
Hey, Dolph, take a memo on your Newton. Beat up Martin.
Bah! Yes! All right, first academic alert. Wiggum Ralph.
I won!
No, Ralph. This means you're failing English.
Me fail English? That's impossible.
Munts, Nelson, you're failing history, geography, and math, but you're doing quite well in home ec.
Hey, keep it down, man.
Simpson. Oh. Lisa.
Grades are all I have. What could I be failing? I'm smart and a teacher's pet.
Jim? That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Just so much goodness in there.
Really, I mean, there are so many wonderful things. One, the Butthead Memorial Auditorium, of course, is amazing. Secondly, this is pretty awful. I mean, they're pulling kids up to
shame them publicly,
shame them in front of the entire school.
That's really bad.
Also, how long is it going to take to get through every kid in the school this way?
All day, I would assume.
Yeah, right.
It's Skinner's idea. Apparently, Mike Scully, the writer of this episode, actually, this is a thing they did in his junior high.
What?
But I have a feeling it was not at an assembly. I'm guessing it was private. Like, you would go to your teacher, and they would hand you the paper if you were doing bad.
Or at least on a classroom-by-classroom basis. Your teacher just shows up with a stack of papers and starts handing them out to individual people, and they're like, oh, you're failing. So everyone knows somebody's failing something.
Yeah, I think that's more likely. This is just, logistically, it's also difficult, and other than, like, shaming children in front, like, destroying their self-esteem in front of an entire school is probably not great for them. Lisa failing Jim. How do you fail Jim? Like, I know she's not athletic.
Most gym is like a attendance. Participation group.
Yeah, you just show up. Lisa shows up. She goes. I guess the gym teacher, I don't know. We see that she's only failing the one class. Bart has a thick booklet of these, alerts? The paper.
Academic alerts.
Yeah, the paper. And Homer, because Bart does not forge Homer's signature, he is awarded with new hockey skates?
Of course, because that is a step up in his behavior.
Yeah, I guess, incrementally better. Lisa, she gets a little bit of a talking to because, you know, it's a very strange thing for her to be feeling anything. This is the first, Homer is kind of we get jerk Homer in this episode.
Yeah, you definitely do. Not in like, okay, jerk Homer, not mean Homer. Homer's not deliberately mean in any way. He's just completely clueless in a lot of ways.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me, but it is certainly there. It is not like when Flanders failed level of Homer jerked him, mean Homer. He's just being, this is who he is. And like when the sports starting to get involved, it's, yes, clearly Homer loves sports. That is on the record. And this is what this episode becomes. It is largely about like parents and children participating in sports. Lisa is offered a kind of compromise from her gym teacher. If she joins a Pee Wee League a extracurricular sport, you know, outside of the school, she will pass. She's very,
which is not a bad idea. I mean, when you think about it, because, you know, physical education is important for kids to learn. Unfortunately, I did not until I was well out of high school. But, you know, I one of the things I really enjoy about this episode is it's kind of taking something that a lot of smart kids kind of feel about sports, at least participating in them, and basically showing them that it's not as bad as they think.
Now, I would certainly encourage, if I had children, to participate in, at least, I don't know, not about hockey, or concussions are a real threat, but, you know,
they want to... No peewee hockey, no peewee football. Yeah. Some baseball, some basketball.
Baseball, basketball, or, you know, another, whatever other sport. There's zillions of sports, or, you know, just being on a team is helpful. But Lisa tries out for basketball. She's not good at that. She's bad. She tries out for volleyball and destroys the team's only ball, which is also sad.
Seriously, how bad is that team that only have one ball? My gosh.
You would think that at least, I think, aren't Sherry and Terry, like, their parents rich?
I believe so. I mean, do we ever really meet their parents?
I thought we saw them at one point or so.
Rich parents I can remember is Jimbo's mom and the Hibberts, obviously.
I always thought that the twins had, I don't know, I got the impression from somewhere, but
they act like little rich girls.
Volleyballs cost $20, maybe.
And I'm pretty sure you can get used ones from, like, the YMCA for cheaper than that.
Yeah, but regardless, Homer gives Bart favorite treatment because Bart, as we see, is an excellent hockey player. He is he's on the Pigs, the Mighty Pigs.
The Mighty Pigs, yes.
And they're playing the Gougers, which is the Quickie Mart team.
Of course.
Which Milhouse is a part of. We see a lot of the kids are on these teams. Bart is a frontline player. He's a Wayne Gretzky type.
He's a power forward.
Power.
They have those in hockey?
That's basketball, Matt. There is no, I don't.
I mean, they still have forwards, don't they?
I'm not a hockey person. I know what to like. I can watch it. Apparently, I'm going to get to that in the comment in the news group stuff, but there's a lot of hockey fans who felt that this does not portray hockey very accurately.
My bad. They are wingers, left wingers, and a center.
Yeah, that's what I knew it wasn't forward. Definitely not a hockey thing.
It's all soccer or basketball. And this is basically the same thing as soccer. Come on.
It's on ice. It's faster. It's more dangerous.
Much more dangerous.
Well, it's more dangerous.
You would know that with the number of soccer players that fall on the ground.
Well, it's more dangerous on the ice. Soccer is more dangerous because you could actually get hurt by a fan, some lunatic.
That is true.
I'm not joking. There are, I see almost like weekly reports of soccer or for non-American fans, football players, football players getting attacked and often sometimes killed by crazy people. Milhouse is given a concussion by Bart, and Bart and the Pigs end up winning their game. And Homer kindly gives Bart his turtle back, which is
freaking terrifying.
That's really scary. What was he gonna do with that poor turtle?
I assume release it into the wild. It's the best option.
That's what I'm hoping. But we see that Chief Wiggum is the coach of the Pigs. He bet on the other team, so they were not gonna have they're not gonna go out to get pizza afterwards. Bart is kind of taunting Lisa because of how good he is.
How about some adulation for my little sister?
Wow, Bart, I'm so impressed you were able to give Milhouse a concussion.
Well, you're just jealous because you think sports.
Cut it out, Bart!
What the? Ooh, you know, I wonder. Your first skills will transfer over to the game of hockey. Well, only one way to be sure. Heads up, little girl! The goalie of my dreams! Let's try a hard one to make sure it wasn't a fluke.
Hey! Where did I knock out my teeth?
Yeah, that's it, Milhouse. Keep up the chatter.
That's why you never take off your helmet when you're still on the ice.
Yeah, that's solid advice, Matt. You need keeper protection.
Never take off any safety equipment until you're completely out of danger. It's one thing I've learned in life in general.
Yes, safety equipment is very important. It's for your safety. But with that, we go to commercial.
And when we come back, we see that everyone in the Simpsons family is not exactly on board with Lisa playing hockey.
Lisa, if the Bible has taught us nothing else, and it hasn't, it's that girls should stick to girl sports, such as hot oil wrestling, foxy boxing, and such and such.
I think women should be able to play any sport men play, but hockey is so violent and dangerous. Look at Milhouse's teeth.
Mom, will you stop showing us those?
Seriously, what the hell, Marge? I don't know why I cut out the knock at the door where Milhouse is waiting with his dentist to get his teeth back. That might be the funniest part of the joke.
My explanation is that she picked them up to protect them, like, so she could get them to be like, because I'm guessing Milhouse's mother was not there, so she could, like, hey, I can get, but then she forgot to, and now she's embarrassed.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. That's my in-character explanation for why Marge did it.
That makes complete sense. Lisa is worried that if she does not play hockey, since all the other teams were failures for her, that she'll get an F that will haunt her forever, and we get a great, I guess you could call it a dream sequence, of her about to be inducted as president. However, the F in second grade gym causes them to not swear her in, but instead arrest her and send her to Monster Island, which is just a name because it's a peninsula, which... If they really sent you to jail for getting F's in gym, I'm glad I've stayed away from cops for so long.
Monster Island is...
It's all the Godzilla monsters.
Yeah, it's Godzilla monsters. It's lovely.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. I did not actually fail gym. I took my PE online. Thank you.
You could do that?
Yeah, you could when I was in high school.
Okay. I took a lot of extra PE credits because I was on football, so I was always taking weightlifting.
Yeah, I just took algebra several times. Got to up that GPA, you know.
I got A's in weightlifting.
I have no doubt, but see, algebra counted above a normal A since it was an honors or AP class, so, you know.
I have a question for you, Matt.
Uh-huh.
This is completely unrelated, but I need to know now. Where did you finish in your class rankings?
I was number
year.
Three.
Number three. All right. That is what I expect.
Yeah. But moving on, Homer shows up to Lisa for her first day, with Lisa to her first day of practice, and immediately begins to not very subtly intimidate the kids on her team. He doesn't want her to, pick on her because she's different. And then, of course, he immediately grabs a towel and starts. What do you call when you smack somebody with a towel?
Snapping
a towel at Uter, who runs away and begs Homer to stop because he is full of chocolate.
You didn't pull Uter, man?
I did not. No, it was so short. It was just Uter saying,
"Who cares?
Don't make me run. I'm full of chocolate."
I mean, that was pretty good. But
see, now I get to do my Uter impression.
You can do both. It's one of the very memorable things about this episode is poor little he has bosoms. Poor little Uter.
A little kid's got bosoms.
I'm right there with you, Uter. I'm right there with you.
Both of us are. While Lisa is basically working at being a goalie for her first time, and she is scared to death, but she is actually really good and shows a lot of talent. Despite this, she is terrified, and Homer and Bart are laughing at her pretty consistently. Marge is, of course, angry with them that they would do such a thing to her, but Homer says that they're laughing with her, and then immediately laughs at something that happens to her, and then reminds Marge that he is laughing with her, which he is very obviously not.
No,
but
he's not. That's, and she's
again jerk Homer this episode.
Yeah, exactly. But if it was anything but sports, I would probably say he's being too mean. But it's Homer. Sports are like the thing he's most comfortable with. But and Marge is like, she's terrified for Lisa. You know, she's really scared at this point too, which. My mother was also scared whenever I played football. She didn't like to watch me play. So I understand. I understand.
Once practice is over, we see a subtle change in the Simpson family dynamic as Lisa is allowed to sit up front instead of Bart. At first, Lisa refuses, saying that she doesn't want to be rewarded for violent competitive behavior, but instead wants it to be a fatherly gesture of love, which Homer immediately cops to. And then once Lisa has done so, he immediately goes back on that and starts taunting her that the reason she's getting preferential treatment is because of said competitive violence. This is, of course, distressing to Bart because Lisa is really good at school things and now she's really good at hockey. So what is he going to be good at? So Milhouse asks him, hey, maybe now you'll be good at school. And we find out very quickly this is not the case, as Bart attempts to be good at school, but Mrs. Krabappel even yells at him for wasting her time, essentially, because he gets no answers.
It's the same music, I think, as when Homer goes to the Land of Chocolate.
I do not think that is the same music.
I swear it's the same.
No, it's definitely it's not the chocolate theme, because that has a very light and bouncy. This, though, is definitely been played before. I can't pinpoint it. Maybe somebody listening can tell us where this music has been before. But it's definitely been in the show before. It's definitely not the Land of Chocolate, though.
All right.
Tell you what. You on your tablet, go pull up that episode and watch it while I'm talking.
And I'm not going to do that.
Okay. See?
What do you mean, anyway. What does that mean, see? See that I'm too lazy? I know that.
If you're too lazy to prove yourself correct, then you're not really correct.
I don't think that's true, but whatever. Okay, I'm lazy. Uh-huh.
Anyway, after class, the bullies start beating up on Bart because he's wasting teachers' valuable time, which really shows that they will beat up somebody for really any reason, not just for valid reasons, because I'm sure they don't care. He is very surprisingly saved by Lisa, who uses her newfound hockey-fighting techniques to beat the bullies up. Like, really, really beat them up.
She does a good
job. Them off.
Yeah, she's like she's an enforcer. Even though as a goalie, you wouldn't really have to be that. You'd probably have another person on your team, but...
Probably, but you never know. It's always good to have a backup. And Lisa, you know, she's going to be the best at whatever she tries to do. Except for all those other sports. Bart is, of course, even more distraught at this, and Marge tries to make him feel better. She's, you know, ministering to him in his many wounds, and she says that, you know, she'll spend time with him, and she plays basketball with him, even though she's no Harvey Globetrotter.
I love Marge playing basketball with Bart.
Get ready for the Shaq attack.
She says Shaq
attack.
Watch
out for the Shaq attack.
Watch out for the Shaq attack, and then throws a basketball at him.
She said, watch out.
She did. It's so good.
Oh, Marge. You never change, dear. Never change.
Shaq attack. I mean, this is right in the middle of, like, Shaq at his, like, peak, so.
Oh, yeah. This is when he was playing for the Magic, and when the Magic were a new team, and everyone was excited. So, at least that shows Marge is at least listening when Homer watches sports. Bart is, of course, still downtrodden at this, and the next day, while they're at Lisa's hockey practice, we get a preview of Lisa in a mode we haven't seen her before.
Hey, Milhouse! Knock him down if he's in your way! Jimbo, go for the face! Look! Ralph Wiggum lost his shin guard! Hack the bone! Hack the bone!
I think that goes a little beyond the competitive spirit.
You didn't include Homer's line? Oh, man.
What? I didn't think it was that good.
I have a tiger, mouth of a teamster.
Mouth of a teamster, yeah.
Oh, that's good. It's two complaints. Two official.
All right, I will register those complaints.
Good, okay, good.
Okay. Of course, at the end of practice, Bart is still upset, of course. And when they go home, Lisa, of course, Lisa won her hockey game, which apparently was not against Bart's team this week. And she gets a special hug from Marge because she is a great big winner. And then when Lisa goes to bed, she finds Bart there. And Bart is, well, he doesn't know how to process his feelings. So instead, he rips the head off Mr. Honeybunny, which I guess he intended as some sort of threat to Lisa. But turns out Mr. Honeybunny was his favorite toy. And instead, we get the best interaction from this episode, or maybe even this season.
Get out! Get out!
Okay, but on my way, I'm gonna be doing this. If you get hit, it's your own fault.
Okay, then I'm gonna start kicking air like this. And if any part of you should feel that air, it's your own fault.
You're killing me.
The problem with that is there's a whole bunch of other junk in between.
That's fine. That, I don't care.
Homer runs in and flips the switch on and off going, you're playing each other's teams, fight. There's exactly. Nothing in between that.
No, it's Marge flicking the light switch. You can hear the noise.
Okay, whatever. Either way.
Oh, you're killing me. You're killing me.
Fine. Next week, all my clips will be 20 minutes long like yours were.
Hey, I have one plus minute clip and it's solid A+ material. I don't care. That's shortness or length. It's quality. That's what matters. All right. Quality.
I really didn't want to capture the whole Homer pie thing because that's what was in between those.
That was also funny.
It was pretty funny.
Okay, then.
Now, I see your point on this one. Homer does the exact same thing to the pie, saying, oh, I'm just going to be biting air like this, and if you get in the way, it's your own fault. And he bangs his head and eats the pie anyway.
I don't know if I did it after I saw this episode or if I did it and it just... But...
Original thought of your own.
I don't know, but me and my sister... This is a thing. I'm imagining that many siblings did this, especially after seeing this, because it is a solid kid thing to do. You're like, hey, I'm not even doing anything wrong. You know, I'm just throwing punches. You're
swinging my arms around.
I do want to note Bart's flexibility.
His arms just go in a perfect circle.
It's like no shoulder. It's
terrifying.
It's a little bit.
But anyway, Marge goes to break them up, and she does the light flicking thing, and then we find out that Homer runs up to say that the next game will be Bart's team versus Lisa's team. They'll be in direct competition, and then Homer does the light flicking thing as well to say, fight, and then we go to commercial.
Fight. Okay. Can't believe you did. You bring shame.
Uh-huh. Bring sure, shame. Whatever you say. I think I bring succinctness.
Okay. Conciseness. We come back, and apparently the showdown between Bart and Lisa's hockey teams is such a big deal that the kids on the playground have developed a rhyme about that.
At 7 tonight, the games begin. Bart versus Lisa, who will win? Their father's fat and their mother's thin, and Grandpa Simpson reeks of gin.
Hey! That's obsession for men.
I don't remember what obsession
for men. They probably smell similar.
It does not smell like gin. I'll say that. My vague remembrance of obsession for men does not smell like gin. It's tense in the Simpsons household because of the fact that they're going to be in direct competition at the dinner table. And then suddenly Mo shows up.
Hello.
Oh, what are you doing here?
What? A bartender can't come by and say hi to his best customer? Hey you there, Midge. Oh, gee, I like what you've done to your hair.
You caught me at a real bad time, Mo. I hope you understand I'm too tense to pretend I like you.
Yeah, and how are the little kids doing? I mean, really, how are they doing? Any disabling injuries? Something, say, that the gambling community might not yet know about? Come here, let me see those knees.
Mo, I think you should leave.
But Blanche, you gotta help me out here, please. I'm 64 grand in the hole. They're gonna take my thumbs.
Oh, man, the thumbs are the most important finger.
He calls her Blanche. Is that because she was in Blanche in Streetcar?
I was wondering that, actually. I have no clue.
Or is it just, like, Mo, like, calling, like, trying to be respectful toward a lady, and he just calls her, like, old-timey names?
Well, gambling, so it's old-timey, of course.
I don't know. It's, like, Mo resorts to that mode of speech whenever he's trying to be nice.
He goes back to his old accent.
Yes, of course. It's game time. And Bart and Lisa are ready to go. They are angry. We find that Lisa has taken Mr. Honeybunny's head and is holding it ransom, I guess, just to antagonize Bart. It's hard to say. Marge and Homer are arguing about favoritism when we find out who the kid's favorite parent really is.
Homer, we can't root for one child over the other. You wouldn't like it if the kids played favorites with us.
Hey, Mom, look at me, Mom.
Hi, Mom, over here. Mom.
Hi, kid.
The kids clearly favor Marge. They We see Krusty forgetting the national anthem, which not...
Well, he should have had those cue cards, man.
Yeah, of course. Everyone... Krusty's not... not my first pick to sing.
Well, after the Little Miss Springfield pageant, yeah, me neither.
It's not a great... Roseanne's rendition comes to mind of the national anthem. We get to the action. I would have loved to pull some clips, but it's mostly just noise of hockey. It's a very tight game. There's a lot of it's, you know, very competitive. A lot of physicality. We get to the end, and it's what, 3-3? Is that's the shot, the score as it approaches the end of the game. Bart is tripped. When he is going to towards the goal, and that he gets a penalty shot with 4 seconds left on the clock. Homer sums up the situation rather well.
Oh my God, Marge, a penalty shot with only 4 seconds left. It's your child versus mine. The winner will be showered with praise. The loser will be taunted and booed until my throat is sore.
Very,
oh Homer,
very adequately sums up the situation for us all at home. And Bart is ready to take the penalty shot. Lisa's in goal, and we get a flashback. It's a very sweet and kind of heartwarming flashback
of stuff we haven't seen before.
Yeah,
to be clear.
Yeah. It's a flashback to them as children and sharing good memories and them being kind to each other and Lisa stealing cookies for Bart and Bart giving Lisa ice cream when hers is lost. And it is honestly very sweet and. It's really nice.
It shows them basically at their best when they're getting along and being there for each other as good brothers and sisters, you know, should be.
Yeah, and they kind of realize at the same time that this rivalry and this anger they're having towards each other is not worth it. That this hockey game is not worth it, and they both stop, leaving the game a tie game, even though. We'll get to that later, I guess, the hockey rules about all that stuff, but it really represents their relationship really well. And as they begin to hold hands and skate around the ice, the fans riot, breaking apart seats. Wiggum has let all the prisoners out of the Springfield jail.
So that they can support his team, of course.
Of course. And it's not like they're the only ones. The entire crowd is fighting and rioting and destroying because they paid for blood. So they want some of that. And that is how the episode ends.
Even
Mole
Man wants blood.
The episode ends with Bart and Lisa skating, holding hands, while the crowd rampages around them.
Well, yeah, I especially enjoyed that they really got to Snake. He cries a little bit. Before he
has a crowbar out of nowhere.
Exactly. He's a criminal. He's good at hiding those kind of things in certain dark places.
But yeah, this is a really good episode, man.
It is a fantastic episode. Spoiler alert for those of you for letting the episode. A lot of people picked this as their favorite episodes, and I can definitely see why.
Yeah, it is really funny, really heartwarming. Tons of memorable stuff.
It was able to focus on the core family and have the side characters got their bit. The family was the main focus of the episode. And thankfully, this was far enough in time that you hadn't really, you know, worked these themes to death. But, you know, it is just all around. It has pretty much everything we look for in a really good episode.
Yes. We will rank it at the end of the show. Probably not as high as all the following have ranked it, because it is my favorite episode. We have... The most submissions of any episode as of yet. It is 5 submissions for my favorite episode.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a bunch. So buckle up. Some of these people were quite, they pontificated. Of course, I understand when we get to my favorite, I'm going to go on for a while. First up, we have Matt from the Friends with Music podcast, who I have appeared on his show. I encourage all you guys to check it out. So his answer, Lisa on Ice from season 6 is my favorite and all-time classic Bart vs. Lisa episode. Their rivalry and love for one another always makes for a fantastic episode. I particularly like this one because it's so joke-heavy. Classics like Ralph saying, me fail English, that's impossible. Couldn't tell you how many times in my life I've nonchalantly used the word impossible. Homer in the locker room chasing Uter with a wet towel. Come here, you little butterball. Then Uter saying, don't make me run him full of chocolate. Milhouse as the goalie. When Lisa knocks out his teeth, the sound effects are chilling and hilarious. Jimbo trying to rag on Bart's pajamas. Say, hey, Simpson, did your mom buy those? Bart's classical simply reply, of course. Who else would? Totally deflating Jimbo's bullying powers. Great use of bullies in this episode, particularly Jimbo. Milhouse posing a question to Bart. If Lisa's better than you at hockey, does this mean you'll be better than her at school? And the mini montage of Bart getting all the questions wrong. The absolutely epic fight scene in Lisa's bedroom. Of course, Homer's version of that with a biting motion in the pie. And noticing how much damage he does when he cracks his head on the stovetop. Honestly, I laugh so hard at that time. Every time, it's brutal. It is really packed with quality jokes. It gets a little cartoony at times. Can't be too nitpicky. My all-time favorite Maggie moment is in this episode, too, when Homer's trying to get out of Marge. Who she likes more, Lisa or Bart? He says, you can't possibly like Maggie best. What has she ever done? Nothing for nobody. And at that moment, Maggie leaps to grab a flying beer bottle, saving Homer.
It's kind of Maggie's thing. It's what she does, is save Homer. And we also learned that her and Lisa are extremely alike, even when it comes to the sports they're good at.
In the ending, touching and heartwarming. When Lisa drops her ice cream in the montage and Bart gives her one of the scoops, it gets me every time. My siblings and I are very fiercely competitive, so this one gets close to the heart. I can go on and on and on and on. But you get the point. Soon enough, you guys will get to the episode. I can't wait to hear your breakdown. So that's number one. This is
also, I would just like to take this opportunity to point out that I can't remember if we did this on the air or not, but it's pretty obvious that Maggie is a Gryffindor, even if Lisa is a Ravenclaw. Come on.
I think that is fair. This is from Lewis. Here we go. I love this episode for as long as I've loved The Simpsons, and over time it has become my favorite episode of all time. No matter how many times I watch it, it has me crying with laughter from the start. If you or anyone would name a better opening than Action News. Damn you, Snow. Action is something I've quoted more than any other Simpsons moment. I find very strange, as when I fell in love with this episode, I didn't particularly like hockey, just like with Homer at the bat. The use of sports is done so well that it appeals to every person. Main story is absolutely fantastic. Some of the best one-liners and jokes, including the aforementioned Me Fail English, Milhouse's Do You Have My Teeth, and Uter's Don't Make Me Run I'm Full of Chocolate. Could go on and pretty much quote the whole episode. It's how good it is. Love Homer. He's a complete a-hole, but some other writers make him funny instead of coming across as a shallow, terrible father. Not only is it hilarious, but it's also heartwarming. Family dynamics, pretty much all the family members are perfect, and Marge playing basketball with Bart is one of the sweetest things to see, unless you count her hitting him in the face. I feel like most of the episode is back to basics in terms of jokes and story. No over-the-top top set pieces, and none of the jokes feel forced. They are perfectly written and performed. It is hilarious from start to finish. I could go on and on by this episode is so great. But I hope you guys have already done that for me. If not, I have to rip off the head of Mr. Honey Bunny, or was that my cherished childhood toy? I feel this episode is severely underrated when it comes to talking of the greatest Simpsons episodes. Flows so fast and fierce, I get lost and come out 22 minutes later in a daze of happiness. Final argument is that when I think back to my favorite moments, 75% of them occur from this episode. I argue that for anyone looking for a great way episode to show someone, this would be it. I've shown friends, family, and my recent wife this episode. They all have laughed throughout. Hope you do this episode justice. My future listening habits depend on it. Watch out for the Shaq attack. I told you to watch out. Keep up the good work. Again, that's number two. Number three from Scott. Hey guys, first off, great work of the show. Lisa's my favorite character. I think she's at the center of a lot of the strongest episodes produced. For my money, no Lisa episode is packed with as many great moments and jokes as this one. Brockman's dramatic weather report, Ralph feeling English, Monster Island, Marge using the Shaq attack, Milhouse's teeth. So much good to choose from gag-wise. Still has one of the sweetest heartfelt endings. And personally, I don't think Homer is ever more adorably clueless as when Bart and Lisa are shouting for Marge's attention and he shouts, hi kids. Thanks for the podcast. Number four. Oh, I was wrong. There's six. I miscounted. So six on this one. Matt. Got lost in here. This one's from Jeremy. My favorite sorts of things to do it all. This episode makes me laugh and cry. It makes me laugh and makes me cry. Nonstop jokes from the teeth of Milhouse to Kill Bart, which I forgot to mention. Gosh, Kill Bart was the first episode I tried to memorize. And the final sequence is so touching. This juxtaposition against nonsensical violence gives it a kind of grace and beauty. Brilliant episode. Okay, here's number five from Rob. I've only recently discovered your fantastic podcast. I've been binge listening to them whilst pretending to work. Anyway, just listening last night to Springfield was mortified that nobody nominated it as their favorite episode. Then I listened and agreed with sentiment that was lacking a little emotion and they kept it from the top spot. Anyway, I've just watched Lisa and I on ice and I've decided that this is the one. It's got everything. Joke a minute. Final scene when Bart and Lisa throw down their hockey gear is superb. It's endlessly quotable. Now Pa, I'm going to be doing this. The fight, 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 fight. Me fail English. And of course, don't make me run a full of chocolate. Simply the best, Rob. And finally from Tom. Trying to choose which Simpsons episode is the best is like trying to choose which one of your blood diamonds is the shiniest of them all. An extremely difficult choice it is for me would have to be season 6, episode 8, entitled Lisa on Ice. While there have been perhaps episodes with funnier lines in them, moment for moment, this episode has the most laughs per second of any episode I've ever seen. More importantly, though, this episode features every single member of our favorite family playing a major role in the story. Even Maggie has a fun moment saving Homer from being bashed in the face with a beer bottle. I know a lot of people have trouble with Homer being too much of a jerk, over the over-the-top nature in which he pressures Bart and Lisa to compete leaves me in stitches every time I see it. Also, many great moments from the citizens of Springfield, as well as the game ending in a tie, which causes a mass riot, as it should, because ties suck. When it comes to favorite episodes, Lisa on Ice will be showered with praise in Season 11, Episode 19, Kill the Alligator and Run will be taunted and booed till my throat is sore. Thanks for all the great Simpsons pods. Whew, gotta breathe there for a second. So, obviously, lots of appreciation for this episode. Appreciate all you guys' submissions. Some of these are quite old. Like I think while we were still doing season one or season two, some of these were sent in. So they've been waiting a while for this one. If you have a favorite episode, simply send it in to SimpsonsShowPod@gmail.com, explaining why a certain episode is your favorite, and I will read it aloud when we get to it. Next up, Matt, it is time for comments from the news group.
Finally.
Okay, here we are. Alt.nerd.obsessive.
I don't want the comments from the peanut gallery from Matt over there.
Well, hold on real quick. I have a question. I believe Tom said that season 11, episode 19, Kill the Alligator and Run will be taunted and booed until his throat is sore. Is that your least favorite episode since you said it was right around that area?
Nope.
Oh, dang.
I mean, that's
narrowing on it.
That episode is not good. I agree with him.
It's very bad.
That's not a good one, but that is not the one I have in mind. And even if you did name it, I would not confirm.
Oh, man.
Because it has to remain a mystery. The comments from the news group is where I will comb through the old alt.tv.simpsons news group. Speak clearly, Robbie. Around the time this episode debuted. And see what people are talking about. Mixed reviews on this one. Nothing but no worst episode ever. Is there any of that?
That's how you know it's amazing. that everyone didn't immediately pan it.
It was like A's to C's. You know, and then grades. So it wasn't a lot of complaints about Homer being too mean and too dumb. I think we've kind of discussed this a little bit. He's representing a lot of views of parents, fathers who are too,
yeah,
like to sports too much. And Homer is that guy. Like he is that to a T. But nothing overly negative. They still do appreciate. They like, a lot of people like the heartwarming ending. That was the saving grace for a lot of the people who liked the older episodes. Also complaints about how hockey works. Apparently there's a lot of some hockey fans complaining about that. One, the clock doesn't run when they're setting up penalty shots. I guess that's true, but it works much better this way with the time running out, so that can actually end in a draw. There would be an overtime as well. I guess maybe in Pee Wee hockey, they wouldn't have the overtime. I know that.
Yeah, you gotta get the next game moving. You don't want to have overtimes.
I don't know. I nowadays they have 3-on-3 showdowns. Which is pretty cool, actually. Nothing much else. You know, just the normal kind of stuff. We can move on to our next segment. It's time for the listener question of the week.
Let's try one more number.
Yellow.
KBBL is gonna give me something stupid.
Well, hot dog. We have a wiener.
Yellow.
The listener question of the week this week is, what is your favorite female guest performance? Tons and tons of great answers. Appreciate all the responses. First from Scott at Pure Crime. It's definitely Meryl Streep now. Had no idea she was Jessica Lovejoy until I listened to your podcast. Blew my mind. We're all Team Cap at Ryko Lives. Fair. Michelle Pfeiffer as Minnie Simmons is hard to beat. Bryant at Red So Deep. Glenn Close as Mona Simpson. Tear. Ally at Daddy Long Legs, FLOTUS, voiced by Angela Bassett in Stealing First Base, followed closely by Katy Perry in the 2010 Christmas episode Dating Mo. Tony at Tony X Mama Luke at Fat Tony. Susan Sarandon as the ballet teacher in Homer vs. Batty and Selma. Quote, you can either be a fairy or a queen. Jeff, Penny Marshall from Some Enchanted Evening in Season 1. Her voice scared me as a child. It's true. Tom, I'm going to go with Sarah Gilbert from New Kid on the Block, the first of many ladies to rip Bart's heart out and throw it in the garbage. That was a dream sequence. Zach, for one-off characters, I really like Sarah Silverman's performance in stealing first base. Dan, is there any answer other than Glenn Close in Mother Simpson? Beverly D'Angelo in Colonel Homer for a runner-up. Chris, answer Bette Midler. We're Americans. We deserve clean highways. I say some variation on this time each time I pick up trash. Good job, Chris. I appreciate it. Litterers are awful. Laura, I normally don't like the trope of guest stars getting their name shouted at them on the show, but wow, Linda Ronstadt is the exception. I love her casually in the hot tub with Barty singing the Spanish Plow King song. It all just works. Holly, it's a difficult question because Anne Hathaway's rendition of Moon River is breathtaking, but I have to go with Michelle Pfeiffer as Mindy. She really commits to the role of a good-looking female version of Homer, right down to his drooling sound. And when she yells, get bent at the hecklers at the National Energy Convention, I crack up every time. And finally, Brian. Glenn Close in Mother Simpson. She made us care so much about Mona in such a short time that it brings any sane person to tears when Homer has to say goodbye. This will always be the role I remember her most, and I will cry when she eventually passes. Matt, what is your answer?
Well, okay, my number two is definitely Michelle Pfeiffer, because she did a great job in a very early episode, and I feel like The Simpsons didn't really have a lot of oomph in getting star power early on. I think Michelle Pfeiffer just kind of knocked out of the park, but number one has to be Glenn Close as Mona. I mean, there are at least two episodes of Luck of the Friars that are of a Futurama, Luck of the Friars being one of them, that I tear up at. The only episode of The Simpsons that I have ever even come close to crying is Mother Simpson. And I think a lot of that has to do with Mona's, Glenn Close's portrayal of Mona as being like the perfect mom who had to make a really, really difficult choice. That's just the way it is.
Oh, so if I differ, then I'm wrong?
Yes. Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, I differ. I'm actually going to reverse yours.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to go Michelle Pfeiffer as Mindy, then Glenn Close as Mona. That would be my rankings. I agree with everything you said, but I Michelle Pfeiffer works so well as this beautiful woman that is somehow completely in line with everything that is Homer. Like, it makes
somehow is a good way of saying
it. It makes no, like, yes, I don't know. She does a really great job, and she's not afraid at subverting, you know, the expectation of what roles she portrays. I guess she's not afraid of a person of Mindy who like ate a turkey in bed. But Glenn Close does a spectacular job as Mona Simpson. I'm certainly not saying that she's done badly. Next week's question, favorite Bart Lisa moment.
Ooh, that is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I think it will be. I'm going to have to think about it. I'm going to think hard on it. I think for this question, a lot of those are the ones mentioned are usually the ones that come to first people's mind. But there's a lot of Bart Lisa stuff. So I think I know mine. I'm not sure, though. I'm going to have to think about it. And always, people's answers always come like, oh, yeah, that one. And it always gives me more things to consider. I will post this question on all of our social media on facebook.com/TheSimpsonsShowPod, on Twitter @SimpsonsShowPod. Again, you can email us at SimpsonsShowPod@gmail.com. Follow us, like us, you know, all those places. I'll post the question, plus other links and stuff throughout the week involving the podcast and Simpsons-related things. Next up, Matt, it is time for the No Google Trivia Challenge.
I am too smart. I am too smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The No Google Trivia Challenge is where Matt and I will each bring three trivia questions. One easy, one medium, one hard, and try and stump the other. We have a wager for this season. It is who the host that doesn't win has to mow the other's lawn in their wife's Sunday best. Right? Got it?
I believe that is correct,
okay,
yes.
Okay, good. I'm just clarifying details. We'll worry about how all that works out if I'm not in Orlando anymore when we get there. Start us off, Matt. Give me an easy question.
All right. My questions have a theme today. I think you'll guess it. It's a pretty simple one.
Okay.
What is the name of Springfield's bowling alley?
Barney's Bowlerama? Or just the bowl?
That is correct.
Yeah. Is it? I wonder if they had like an intention like to make it actually Barney's. Like Barney's Bowlerama.
I don't know, because his uncle owns the place. So is his uncle also named Barney?
I was named after my uncle.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean,
okay, there you go. I also have a theme. These questions are all from Two Bad Neighbors, which I wrote about for the Patreon. Two Bad Neighbors introduces what long-standing supporting character?
introduces?
Yes, first appearance. Come on,
Matt. Too bad.
You don't know this one?
Disco Stew?
Correct.
Okay. Really? That was his first episode?
Why is he introduced?
I mean, because Homer
has the jacket that says rhinestones on the back because he couldn't fit Disco Stud on it.
Ah, that's right.
And he's selling it.
Fair enough.
And Disco Stew does not advertise.
Okay, all right, ready for your medium?
I'm ready.
Okay. Name all four members of the Pin Pals.
Okay, we have Homer. I have to name all of them first?
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay. Homer, Apu, Mo. Is Burns count?
No, these are the original members.
Oh, okay. Okay. And who do they kick out? Why can't I think of it? This is going to kill me. Mo, Apu, Homer, and who is it? I'm trying to picture their jacket with the little heads on the back of the pins. Mo, Apu, Homer, supporting. I can do this.
I mean, you're the one who's going to have to cut out all the extra silence when you edit this.
It does it automatically. Is it Lenny?
Final answer?
Yes, might as well be.
I'm sorry. It is Otto.
Otto! Should know that. Dang it.
Sorry.
It's all right. I should know that. I should know that question. Otto. I just blanked on it. Okay, your medium question, Matt. I toss up about between my medium and my hard questions.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. I can never guess what I try and... Okay, here we go. Medium question. Homer calls Evergreen Terrace the swanky street in the classiest part of what in Two Bad News?
Pressboard Estates.
See, right away.
I love this episode. I really do.
Well, it's a great episode. It's a classic. Okay, give me my hard question. Let's see if I can.
All right, your hard question. And okay, I'll give you an advance on this. There are six answers to this. I knew three of them off the top of my head, so that's all I'm going to require of you.
Okay. Oh, God.
Name three other bowling teams from Team Homer, the episode.
Okay. There's the Home
Wreckers. There are six. You only get three.
There's the Home Wreckers.
Okay.
The Holy Rollers.
Okay. That's two. One more.
I want to say that the police have a team, but I don't know the name of it. Who else has a team? This is killing me. I'm getting so close on these. What's the third team? I'm trying to... And they all had the names like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Some were more interesting than others. Some were fairly generic.
Yeah, I figured, of course. Those are the two that immediately pop out. I'm trying to think what the police name would be, if there even is one. I want to say they had a team. It's Wiggum, Eddie, and Lou, and like a fourth nondescript police or something. Or maybe it was, I don't... police something, justice, handcuffs, cop, something cops. I don't know. I can't think of any.
So you officially giving up?
I'm giving up.
All right. So the teams are, the one that I always remember that you did not is Stereotypes.
Oh.
It's really just Stereotypes. I think it's Willie, Cletus, the sea captain, and I forget who the fourth person
Italian,
was. They
Italian
begged
chef.
Apu. Yes. Luigi. The other teams are the Channel 6 Wastelanders.
Okay.
The DMV Regulation Kings and the Springfield Police.
It's just called the Springfield Police?
It's just called the Springfield Police. I know. I looked at the whole episode. And their fourth member was Snake, who runs away. That's what you were trying to remember.
Okay. That's all right. Let's see how bad I can do. Okay, your hard question, Matt. And this is why I wasn't sure if this is a hard question. Homer acquires locusts from where?
All right, you need to play the scene back in my mind. Okay, where he acquired the actual locust or the idea for locusts?
The actual locusts.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a gag that's written on the side of the locusts, and I don't remember what it says. He got the idea from the Bible, I know that much. where did he get the locusts from? I'm going to say the bait shop.
Edmund Scientific.
Oh, wow, I was way off there.
Apparently, they don't sell locusts in real life, though that is a real place, real supply, a scientific supply. place, but they do not sell locusts, apparently.
Fair enough.
Okay, so you ready for a speed round, Matt? 10 questions from John. These are all about inventions on The Simpsons. You ready?
Ready.
In The Wizard of Evergreen Terrace, the only good invention Homer creates was already been invented by Thomas Edison. What is this creation?
The chair extra leg fallback thing.
Correct. In the same episode, Homer creates four other inventions that are flops. There's a recliner with a toilet, a makeup gun, an electric hammer, and what?
The everything's okay alarm.
Yep, that is correct. What is the Simpsons knockoff of the Etch-a-Sketch?
No idea.
The Sketch-a-Etch. Martin Prince and Bart Simpson create the Robo-Pet, a robotic pet that looks like what?
No clue.
Baby Seal. What is the name of the name of the internet company that Homer creates?
CompU Global Mega Hypernet.
CompU Global Hyper Mega Net. You reversed two of the words.
Isn't that what I said?
You reversed hyper and mega.
Oh.
You said computer global mega hypernet. It's computer global.
It's hyper mega net.
Hyper mega net.
Of course.
Professor Frink's 77X42 can only be safely contained in a magnetic field. What is the 77X42?
A sour ball.
A super sour ball.
Sour ball.
To be technically correct, the best kind of correct. Professor Frink's first patent, the AT5000, is what kind of device?
An auto dialer.
Correct. What does Herbert Powell invent?
The baby translator.
Correct. After having his back fixed, Mo says that he can now focus on all his crippling emotional pain. What is the invention that fixed Mo's back?
Dr. Homer's spinocylinder?
Miracle spinocylinder.
Miracle. God.
Yes. You're terrible, Matt. Homer begins to donate money to a swear jar after trying to create what?
A doghouse.
That is correct. You did pretty good. You missed some things on technicalities. Took a couple ones on technicalities, so that's okay. You can send in a theme or trivia questions to any of our aforementioned social media, Facebook, Twitter, email, any of those places. It will get to me at some point. With that, we can move on to our final segment. It's time once again for Best Episode Ever.
Best Episode Ever.
Best episode ever is Bar Show, where Matt and I will rank the episodes categorically as we watch them chronologically, eventually compiling a list of every episode ever and how good they are. Where would you put this one, Matt?
I don't know.
It's tricky. It's tough.
Yeah, because before we watched this episode, I was like, oh, Lisa on Ice, that's a pretty good one. The more I think about it, though, is this, I think, one of the best, my favorite episodes said the best is that this is, if you want to focus on the core family, one of the best episodes ever. Everyone has a part at some point in the core family, even Maggie. Homer is being clueless Homer, sort of mean, but not, you know, evil kind of Homer. It's got Marge doing her best to help the kids out, both of them really. You got a fantastic Bart-Lisa conflict. I'm actually thinking, I'm looking right around Sideshow Bob Roberts. Just because that is another great Lisa-Bart team-up episode, and I feel like this is the perfect antithesis of that.
Yeah, I think that's a good... that area is a good place for it. Bart of Darkness as well has a lot of Bart and Lisa in it.
Yeah. There actually aren't a lot of Bart-Lisa conflict episodes, and this is the perfect Bart-Lisa conflict episode as far as I can remember.
I would say it's probably the best one. Is it better than Sideshow Bob Roberts?
I'm going to say no, but just by a hair, because Kelsey Grammer and the politics in that just, I actually laugh more at Sideshow Bob Roberts than I do Lisa on Ice. Although, to be fair, I laughed a lot at this episode.
I would say it's better than Sideshow Bob Roberts.
Ooh, all right. We're going to have a throwdown, knockdown fight in the morning to...
No, we're not having a fight. I don't, no physical violence. We are men who are intelligent. We
fight with words.
And we fight with words, and you're much bigger and stronger than me. I prefer to talk it out. I just think, like you said, it is core family member, core Bart-Lisa relationship. It really does, like, honestly, this should be shown to all the overbearing sports parents.
Absolutely.
It like is a perfect model for that. And it has, like, I had forgot, like, there's some of the things like me love me fail English, that's impossible, and the Ooters, but Ooters, you know, I'm full of chocolate, but there's so many like classic bits in this episode, I just think as a core Simpsons episode, it embodies it better than Sideshow Bob Roberts. And Sideshow Bob Roberts is all political humor. I feel like this is really core Simpsons. Like,
you know, you're right. You can continue if you want, but you've pretty much sold me on the idea that really Sideshow Bob Roberts is great, but you don't get a lot of Homer and Marge, whereas Lisa on Ice, you get the whole family, and none of them are being weird at all. It's just them being who they are and getting that perfectly.
Yeah, it's a good mesh of like the more earlier seasons family dynamics with the series went on, like, and we get 4, 5, 6, like in the late, those of the classic quote unquote years, it got the more oddball humor, the weirder stuff, which you and I both appreciate a lot. This episode, like, and it has like, it does what those, you know, the most heartwarming episodes do in a lot of the time, is when they have this very saccharine moment, but then they kind of offset that with just the entire hockey arena devolving into a riot. Like, it, I think that is perfectly emblematic of The Simpsons.
I would agree.
Number 8 on our list, right above Sideshow Bob Roberts, right below Homer Loves Flanders. It's a top 10 episode, which I was not expecting to put it this high.
When I was remembering it, but as I was watching, I was like, man.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, in my memory, I'm like, yeah, it's a good episode. I was like in the teens somewhere, I was thinking, but watching it, talking about it, it makes me realize, like, yes, it really does have so much that we consider like classic, amazing Simpsons. Number 1 on our list is Cape Fear, holding strong, at least for now. Last on our list, number 104, is Homer's Odyssey.
Also holding on strong.
Holding on strong. It will be supplanted at some point. Not yet, though. What's our next episode, man?
Next episode, Homer Badman. Oh, man. I did not remember season 6 being this good.
It's it's not letting up. We're just getting tons and tons and tons of great episodes.
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk about it, to discuss it. I used to talk about it twice. You can find this list, our best episode ever list, at our website. It's simply thesimpsonsshow.com. Find that list, links to new episodes, downloadable and streaming, links to our Facebook, to our Twitter, to our RSS feed, and of course, link to our Patreon if you want to check it out and support the show. We'd obviously appreciate it. Thing about wrap us up before we go. You can find me on Twitter at MixmasterCereal. That's MixmasterCereal. Please check out my comic book podcast. It is Handsome Boys Comics Hour, handsomeboyscomicshour.com, on iTunes, etc. Matt does not participate in social media unless you're a certain level of Patreon backer. You will not find him.
That's true. However, I have decided that for this weekend, I will be doing nothing but playing video games, most specifically the Lego video games. So unless you are a tiny person that is made of Legos, I probably will not pay attention to you. So unless you want to cover yourself in Legos in some sort of awesome Lego suit and break into my house. Sorry, guys.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Earthquake. Cat attacks. Yes. What happened?
Sorry.
Matt's Podcat. Lovely. Oh, Podcat. There it was. I called it Podcat. But what about Universal, Matt?
Oh, yes. I forgot. We were going to Universal tomorrow.
And the zoo? What about the zoo? I thought you were going to the zoo. Are you going?
Well, yeah. We're going to drink at the zoo. And hopefully I will not be convinced to climb into the bear cages.
Pandemic on Sunday, right?
I was unaware of that, but we can make that happen.
I told your wife about it. I assume that you guys communicate occasionally.
You assume wrong.
I guess that's true. With that, I'm Robbie.
And I'm Matt.
And keep watching The Simpsons.